Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to all the enlightened listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab, your devoted host, ready to take you on a captivating journey through Islamic upbringing. Together, we'll explore the challenges and questions surrounding raising children with Islamic values. Experts' insights rooted in the noble Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, will guide us along this path. Well, today we have Brother Miqdad in the studio. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Very warm welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So we have been talking about how to teach tolerance to our children by also giving them self-respect at home in the family life. And Brother Miqdad is helping us. So Brother Miqdad, you guided us through several tips in the previous episode, how to cultivate the sense of tolerance in our children, and also how important it is to give them self-respect. So what else do you have to guide our audience on that note?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So a couple of other points that we want to talk about in this discussion of tolerance, and discussion of how to bring our children to step away from their natural selfishness, natural looking at their own selves before others, and rather being helpful, positive, tolerant, self-sacrificing members of the society. It's very interesting when you look at our history, the past history as well as recently. Those youths, those individuals who were positive members of society were always those who gave away everything that they had, right?
Right.
In the past, you look at Hazrat Khadija, for example,
right,
as an example of somebody who gives everything of their wealth
in the way of,
way of Allah. Or you look at the Shuhada, for example, there are individuals who give away everything that they have, including their own lives, for others. This is something that's very noble in Islam, and something that we need to inculcate in our children really, really strongly, and obviously in ourselves first, that we should be sacrificing. And it's very sad that we find that in today's society, this is very rare. This is counted as it's counted as wasting your time, right? Because we calculate everything in monetary way, we count everything in a very individualistic way. When you say to somebody, for example, I'm doing this particular voluntary work, it feels like a waste of time. You could have done this for a bit of money, for example. Why would you waste your time doing this?
Right.
This attitude is something that we need to really put aside in ourselves, in our children, because this type of society will always be dark, gloomy, will never grow, will always have internal conflicts that will just destroy human perfection. And as we mentioned in the previous sessions, that Islam, the reason why we have been created as part of a society so that we're able to manifest those beautiful traits,
right,
and that we're able to acquire those beautiful traits by applying, by acting in a particular way. So the more we are generous, the more we show helpfulness to others, the more we stand for justice, these traits are built in us. And so we talked about tolerance and the importance of tolerance and how we need to teach our children to be tolerant towards others, to be able to self-sacrificing towards others. And this all comes to showing them respect. If a person feels important, if a person understands that they're important, if they don't forget themselves, as mentioned in the Holy Quran, then they'll be, because of how full they are, they'll be able to show them to others as well. They'll be able to respect others, speak to others in a nice way. For instance, we find in the Holy Quran about the importance of speaking in a soft way.
Right.
Having this layyin in our speech, right? Even Musa alayhi salam, when he's told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go to Fir'aun, I mean, Fir'aun is the king of all kings, the most arrogant of people. Allah tells Musa that speak to him in a layyin way, in a soft way, right?
Okay.
So we need to teach our children to speak softly, to speak kindly, to speak with love with others. How we speak is also very important.
Exactly.
Not to use harsh words, not to be careful about the impact of our words on other people's emotions, on other people's feelings, how other people will get hurt by what we say.
Right.
So things that come in how we interact with one another and this aspect of tolerance.
Right. We'll discuss more with you, Brother McDonald, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Wait! Stop! I got a better game!
IRIB English Radio presents a priceless gift to parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Brother Mikhtar, and we are discussing how can you as parents cultivate tolerance in your children, also by giving them self-respect. So I think in a world where we are facing propaganda, where we are being taught it's me, emphasize on me rather than we, what are the steps we could do to emphasize on we rather than me? Because we can have roundtable discussions with our children, as Brother McDonald said, like if you discuss very small things on the dinner table, they manifest in very different forms in their stage of upbringing. Like we could discuss just how Islam teaches us to do dua for others, just contemplating on Surah Hamd itself, and we ask for the dua the moment we say to Allah, show us the right path, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. So Islam really emphasizes on the concept of we rather than me, and Brother Mikhtar is here to help us more.
You find that, as we mentioned previously, if we are able to fill our children with beauty and kindness and respect and love and faith and iman, and children that look up to greater things, they don't navigate into petty matters, petty matters that are related to emotions, imaginary things, feelings, right?
Right.
Only me and I and what I want and what I feel like. They look above all that. They see greater things. They see a higher purpose. They see higher levels of perfection. That leads them to manifest those beautiful traits. Let me give you an example. If you look at this hadith, the hadith from the Holy Prophet, who says he's talking to Amirul Mu'minin, he tells him, Ya Ali, three things are from makarimul akhlaq. Makarimul akhlaq, again, same word. Makarim is ikram, is this respect, this noble akhlaq. The Prophet says that there's three things that are from makarimul akhlaq. One is that you do sila rahm with someone who has broken the relationship with you.
Okay.
That's the first one. So imagine somebody who doesn't want to talk to you anymore. He's your cousin, he's your brother, he's your sibling, right? He's an uncle, doesn't want to speak to you anymore for whatever reason, right? A person who is above all these petty things, right, will overlook these feelings, overlook this hatred, and will actually try their best to then build relationship with that person, right? Two is that you give to somebody who has previously not given to you. Imagine you were in a situation and you needed help, and this person could have helped you, but he didn't help you. Now, as it often happens in a lot of our lives, the tables turn around, and this time he needs your help or she needs your help, and you can help them. Would you help them or not? The Prophet says it's makarimul akhlaq to go and help them, even though they didn't help you. They didn't help you when they could. Why? How can you be such a person that you can help, even though you can help somebody, even though that person didn't help you when they could have helped you? It's because you overlook these petty things. You overlook those what happened in the past. What's more important is to manifest noble traits. What's more important is this guidance of this human being, this growth of this human being.
Right. Brother Mikdad, we will discuss the third point with you. We want to keep some curiosity for the parents there, and we'll discuss that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي
الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Honor your children and teach them good manners. يا مقضي الخيرات يا
مقضي الخيرات Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are with Brother Mikdad. Brother Mikdad has discussed a very beautiful hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, where he discussed with Imam Ali al-Sam the traits of makarimul akhlaq. And Brother Mikdad is here to discuss with us the third point.
The third makarimul akhlaq the Prophet mentions over here is وَتَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكْ, that you forgive the one who has done dhulm on you, the one who has not taken care of your right. Imagine somebody who has to give you something, or somebody who oppresses you, right, who overlooks a right that you have over them. Still, you forgive them, right? You have the right to be upset at them. You have the right to not agree with what they've done and really be upset or really be angry at them. However, you decide to overlook it. This requires greatness. I mean, whenever you talk about these things, you realize how if you were to recount this in a social gathering, people would really appreciate it. Some people would even have tears in their eyes of how beautiful it is, how great this person was to overlook somebody's mistake, for example.
Right.
This is greatness of the human being. We need to train our children to be like that. We need to be like that ourselves and our children as well.
So that's what was coming to my mind. Like everybody dreams of having children like that. But it's really difficult to dream of a child what you are not yourself practicing as a parent.
Obviously, so we have to practice as well. A point comes to mind over here that we need to be careful when we talk about these things that, in fact, there's something that somebody pointed out to me recently, that sometimes you want to be a certain type of person and you wish you were like that as well. But for some reason, you couldn't, and we kind of, perhaps naturally or without
because maybe of the circumstances.
Unconsciously we impose it on our children,
right?
So we need to be careful about this as well. When we talk about these traits, it's not about imposing them. You can never impose your child to share, for example. You can never impose your child to sacrifice.
Right.
It goes against the whole concept. You can't tell your child that you have to sacrifice. If you don't, then you'll get punished. That's not called sacrificing.
Exactly.
That's something else. So inculcating these traits of perfection, inculcating this makarimul akhlaq, can never happen through being imposed, can never happen through forcing a person or forcing a child. Rather, what we need to do, as you mentioned many times now, is to fill our children with self-respect, with self-value and importance, to show them that they are so amazing as a creation of Allah that they should be aiming for acquiring those beautiful traits of perfection. And through that, they naturally will then themselves manifest those traits.
That was so beautiful. Thank you so much for helping us with those beautiful tips. And I hope we could be having those traits ourselves as well and lead as example for our children. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all.